Hello and welcome to this week's GFAM Market Wrap. Your host, David Pellig. But before we get started, I just wanted to invite everybody to come on February 28th to Crawford Hall to see our GFAM semi-annual presentation. It'll be at 3:30 in the Global Forum. After that, at 5 p.m., we're going to have a networking event in the atrium of Crawford Hall. If you're listening to this podcast, you're definitely invited to come. This week obviously focuses on the Chinese AI company DeepSeek, the impact it had on our outlook, the impact it had on the macro environment. We'll start off with our tech sector head, Aaron Mulrooney Jr. He's going to do a deep dive into DeepSeek, followed by our chief economist, Luke Roach, who's going to talk about the macro impact, as well as some other economic data. And then last but not least, Professor Al Lloyd will give us a briefing on the latest updates in crypto land. Aaron, take it away.
My name is Aaron Mulrooney Jr. I am the Information Technology Sector Lead for the Golden Flash Asset Management Group. Just wanted to briefly go over the big news in AI this past week, which was Chinese startup DeepSeek. They trained a high-level AI model for $5.6 million. It's one of the most efficient models that has ever been produced in the AI model industry. And the price was pretty cheap, $5.6 million compared to the billions that OpenAI and Google spend. And this is a big development because AI development has been around a couple years, and big money and big investments has been a huge part. Large data centers and expensive GPUs limits the competition. We've seen that in NVIDIA and AMD, as well as Google and OpenAI. This might be considered a very large turning point, especially with the U.S. and China tensions. I'm expecting to see U.S. companies that have been competitive before start to compete even more. And we're going to see a massive, massive shift in AI development, making products cheaper and more accessible for many users. Thanks.
Thanks for that, Aaron. Good rundown of what's going on from a portfolio perspective. And now, next up, our chief economist, Luke Roach, is going to give us the macro impact of DeepSeek, as well as some of the other numbers and releases that have come out this week. Luke?
Hello, everyone. I'm Luke Roach, chief economist at Gordon Flash Asset Management, and I'm here to break down what moved the markets this week. First up, DeepSeek AI wiped out over $1 billion in market cap. The new AI breakthrough spooked investors, hammering NVIDIA and the broader semiconductor space. The NASDAQ and S&P took a hit, and some defensive stocks lifted the Dow. The sell-off reignited fears of the tech bubble and sent treasury yields lower as investors rushed for a little bit of safety. On the durable goods side, December's orders were rough, down 220 basis points, giving big thanks to Boeing with a brutal 55% plunge in airplane sales. The transportation sector is dragging, but there's a silver lining. Core goods are holding up pretty well, signaling some resilience outside of the mess that Boeing is creating. Finally, looking at interest rates, the Fed held steady at 4.25 to 4.5%. Powell stayed firm in his commentary with no rush to cut rates, even with inflation still above the target. Labor markets keeping them cautious, and the market's now pricing in fewer rate cuts than expected this year. Powell reminded everyone the Fed's independence is on their radar as President Trump's remarks has sparked some concerns about that.
Well, thank you, Luke. That was a great rundown of the macro situation. Now we're going to go to Professor Al Lloyd. He's going to give us the rundown in Bitcoin land, not quite as much as last week, but still a lot of developments, I think. Al?
Thanks, Dave. Relative to last week, this week was much slower. Let's get into it. Doge, as in the Department of Governmental Efficiency, not the cryptocurrency, is floating the idea of putting all governmental transactions on the blockchain. This means any citizen could audit the U.S. government and its spending. This would create a shift making all transactions public and traceable. The thought is this would prevent governmental excess spending. Is it a good idea? You decide. President Trump continues to make overtures about a Bitcoin stockpile. However, no concrete decisions have been made. Kalshi, a betting market, gives the chances of a Bitcoin strategic reserve at 48%. The odds have been dropping since inauguration day. Confusion still persists between what a stockpile is versus a strategic reserve. Scott Bessent has been confirmed as Treasury Secretary. Recall from past crypto roundups that Scott is a pro-crypto hedge fund manager. He will work to create regulation for cryptocurrencies. Having someone like Bessent is a breath of fresh air and is very exciting for the cryptocurrency industry. European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde has rejected including Bitcoin in the European Central Bank's reserves. She has indicated that Bitcoin is too volatile and concentrated among too few people. Others rejecting their country creating a Bitcoin strategic reserve include Poland and Romania. El Salvador, the first country to create a strategic Bitcoin reserve, has decided to back off on its pro-Bitcoin policies in order to secure a $1.4 billion loan from the International Monetary Fund. For example, acceptance of Bitcoin at businesses will become voluntary and tax payments in Bitcoin will no longer be allowed. This is quite an interesting development as the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, has been critical of the IMF in the past. While El Salvador continues to add Bitcoin to a strategic reserve at a minimum of one Bitcoin per day, this may say more about Bitcoin being a store of value, like real estate or gold, more so than being a currency. Or is El Salvador going to take the $1.4 billion and buy more Bitcoin? This will be interesting to see as it unfolds. In the United States, Jerome Powell, chairman of the Federal Reserve, has indicated that the U.S. Federal Reserve cannot legally hold Bitcoin. This contradicts President Trump signaling that a Bitcoin stockpile may be in the works. It sure seems like there's something going on and there might be a battle here with regard to this issue. In other news, several states are pushing legislation to create a strategic Bitcoin reserve. We're living in interesting times. If you're considering getting involved in Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, I urge you to do your own research, understanding the token, what it does, and why it's important. Doing your own research will help you make the best decision. That's all for now. Back to you, Dave.
Thank you, Al. Well, that wraps up another podcast. Hope everyone has a great week this week, and we'll see what the market has in store for us. See you later.